One time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarder Radio.
Here in Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarder Magazine, your Vancouver Indie Music Monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. It is 5 o'clock Tuesday. We got a jam-packed hour. Lots to talk about today in the show, including tickets to give away to the brand new Bjork film. We also are going to explore the Come Friday Halloween extravaganza coming up in a couple weekends' time. But right now, we're going to kick it off with the number two album this week by the Ruffled Feathers, as they ruffle my speech. Bottom of the Blue. On Discord Radio.
You're listening to Kane McKenzie, and you're listening to David Jordan,
and you're listening to Andrew Hutzelak
from We Are the City, Discorder Radio
on CITR
101.9. Hell yeah, also.
Dancehall Domine, which is Latin for dominate? Question mark. We definitely know it's Latin. Thank you very much, Matt Muse, for that little tidbit of information. It's Wade here along with Matt and CJ the DJ.
Hello.
It's Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver's Indie Music Monthly, the audio version of
Discorder Magazine.
Yes. There we go. Discorder Magazine, our lovely October issue, which has got some lovely artwork there. Les Chaussettes are featured on the front. We're going to talk about one of the artists who's in the magazine, Johnny DeCourcy, later in the show. We're also going to talk about some tickets, some free ticket giveaways. So make sure you have your fingers ready on your phone. By the way, that last track we heard that was Dancehall Domine was by the New Pornographers, a name you probably recognize because they've been around Vancouver indie rock circles for quite some time, probably the better part of 15 years. And this latest album, Brill Bruisers, which is a bit of a departure from their last two mellow attempts, is really getting a great buzz. They're touring all across North America right now, and they're number one on the college charts. I mean, these guys are old enough to be parents of most college-age kids, but they're number one on the college charts, they're number one on the CITR charts. Very proud of this local Vancouver band for doing so well. Matt, I know you got some experience enjoying the New Pornographers.
Well, what I tend to find is that with a given New Pornographers album, like, the first track is always great, like Mass Romantic or like Twin Cinema or Moves or whatever. Like, I really like the first track. And then as the album plays out, I just sort of like lose interest and it sort of loses steam for me personally. But I have to say the new one, Brill Bruisers, definitely holds my attention a bit more than some of their other ones. Like, I think, as good as like their first one, Mass Romantic, that was like my favorite for the longest time. But this one is, this one's good.
Could this be like their Californication, maybe? Like their big comeback album after all these years?
They never really went anywhere. Like whenever they put out an album, it gets played.
True. This one just is really rocking. They were big. They were one of the headliners of Earthlandia. And so far, we already played a few tracks here on Discord Radio, including the title track, Brill Bruisers, and my personal favorite on the album, War on the East Coast. Check it out. Brill Bruisers by New Pornographers. Number one this week on the CITR charts. The CITR charts that you can find every week in your copy of Discorder magazine. And the band we kicked it off with actually was topping the charts for the previous few weeks, and that is Ruffled Feathers. That was the track It Doesn't Last from their hot Bottom of the Blue EP. That was the opening track to that album there. Lots to cover on the show today. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way. Happy belated Thanksgiving. Hope you guys are all well fed from turkey and stuffing and all that.
Very well fed.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Matt, you were in Calgary. I was in Victoria. CJ, where were you?
At home in Vancouver.
Okay.
Eating a couple of Thanksgiving dinner meals.
Nice.
Followed by several leftovers. followed by a lot of Netflix.
That seems to be the standard of progression of how it goes. Did you get a chance to check out any live music over this past weekend?
Yes, I did. On Friday, our very own Rohit Joseph from CITR and beatboxer in Class Act performed at Backstage Lounge.
And he is a class act.
He is quite a class act.
And that, of course, is the name of his act.
Not sarcastically, but he's genuinely.
He is. Do you know what I just found out today? He was the valedictorian of his high school.
That blew my mind.
What's what I'm looking for? We nurture talented individuals here at CITR. We're very proud of them.
We also, there are a lot of talented people who come to CITR.
This is true. Well, I guess he was talented in that respect, but I think we help nurture these talents.
Regardless, they put on a fantastic show, class act, with the opening up for Lady Jams, followed by Jaguar. And it was quite a loud and intense night.
Excellent. While you guys were doing that, I was over at the Fortune Sound Club watching the band The Drums, the New York City-based surf rockers / synth poppers. It was a great little show. Actually, I had a nice chat with Zach from the Zolas, who was there as well. It was a great little night as well. So great music in Vancouver over this past weekend. Lots of great music coming up this upcoming weekend as well in Vancouver. One of the bands that's playing on Friday at the Cobalt, we've played quite a lot here on CITR, but they've well worth it as they were in our Shindig finale, the Shindig finale, which was last year. Shindig, by the way, starts up next week. So we're going to do a whole big shindig hype up on that. That's the annual Battle of the Bands that happens here in Vancouver. New venue. So we're going to do a whole big preview on that next week. But I think right now we're going to play some Skinny Kids. As they are, yes, one of the bands that's playing this Friday at the Cobalt. And after that, we're going to hear from another band that's playing this weekend as well. So a bit of a local flavor here. And then we're going to come back and talk about these tickets, this ticket giveaway we have to the brand new Bjork biopic. We'll tell you all about that coming up after Skinny Kids here on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. And this track, by the way, is All Gold. All Gold. Sometimes, you know, sometimes the good, best things in
sometimes,
life.
Sometimes the best things in life, apologies.
You got to wait for those golden things. Ruffled, this is Skinny Kids on Discord Radio. That was Skinny Kids with All Gold on Discord Radio. They are playing Friday night at the Cobalt. Another band who's playing in town this weekend is Tourist Company. Brand new music from them. This one's called 1945. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Silence fell, the quiet felt like thunder in my head. As I composed a line or two of something new, the captain's overseas. All the days and darkest nights, the longest trips, the purest rights are far behind, are far
behind. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Of mine within the south of France. We could tend to find ourselves, revive the shells of old simplicity. All the days and darkest nights, the longest trips, the purest flights are far behind, are far behind. All that we have waited for, the end is here, the end, the war is far behind, is far behind. Be alone, no, you won't ever be alone. Not on your own, not on your own. You won't ever be alone, no, you won't ever be alone. Not on your own, not on your own.
I'm Taylor.
I'm Brennan.
And I'm Jill.
We're from the Tourist Company.
And you're listening to Discorder Radio on
CITR 101.9.
Woo-hoo! Woo!
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder, and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca. Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
One time, ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Discorder, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, here in Vancouver. My name is Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5. We are live and direct. Stop playing and tune in.
We're back on Discorder Radio. Thank you, Charlie Tuna, as well as Tourist Company for that great little station ID we had there. Tourist Company. From Vancouver. That was actually a nice 1-2-3-4 Vancouver punch to kick off the show. Ruffled Feathers, New Pornographers, Skinny Kids, and Tourist Company. They are playing this Wednesday with Lauren Mann and the Fairly Odd Folk at the Biltmore. And Friday at the Cobalt, Skinny Kids are playing with Beelines. Beelines, the July / August cover band of Discorder Magazine.
That's right, the summer issue.
Yes, along with Bad Channels. Two classic venues, the Cobalt and Biltmore, venues that we've frequented many times. And the classics never die. But I am happy to see an onslaught of great new venues that are popping up all over Vancouver. We're going to see and hear some more from those in the coming months as more and more shows are going to be at some of these new venues, some of these small little studio spaces. And I'm excited about what the winter, the fall, winter, and spring will bring in terms of music venues here in Vancouver. Another indoor extravaganza that you should keep your ears open for, and eyes especially, because this is actually a film we're about to talk about. Let's take you way back to a band, an artist, I should say, that first started dazzling audiences way back in the early 90s. Does the name Bjork ring a bell?
Not to me, because I grew up in India.
You got a good excuse.
Fair enough. I remember her swan dress at whatever music award show that was. That was sort of like a really easy way to make a joke about like modern art, was to just reference the Bjork swan dress.
Definitely. She's the ever eccentric, always eclectic Bjork from Iceland. She's been around for quite a while, and she has had an album that came out in 2011 called Biophilia. Now, there's a movie that's been made, which is, basically, it's a film that encompasses the multimedia project / album / app release / biodiversity project that is Biophilia. It's actually included in this film is Peter Strickland. He was the director, along with classic British narrator David Attenborough. Yes, David Attenborough and Bjork teaming up. Craziness. And it's this film called Biophilia Live. It's making its first Vancouver run starting next week exclusively at Cinematheque, which is that great little venue there at Howe and Helmkin. And we happen to have a pair of tickets to give away. Yes, we do. Our number is 604-CITR, UBC-CITR.
Yes, it's 604-UBC-CITR, which is 604-822-2487.
There you go, 822-2487. We're going to give those tickets away to, the first caller. And in the meantime, we're going to play some Bjork right about now. We're going to go way back to, things are happening on the fly here at Discord Radio. We're going to play Crystalline from the Biophilia album. This is Bjork, and we're opening the phone lines in 3, 2, 1. They're now open for the first caller to win tickets to Biophilia. 604-822-2487, 604-CITR, UBC, Discord Radio, Bjork, do it. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Crystalline is the name of the track. Biophilia is the name of the album. And the film is also called Biophilia. Bjork's 2011 album / music biodiversity project, narrated by David Attenborough. It's making its debut Vancouver run next week at Cinematheque. And congratulations to Ernie Stelzer. Ernie won a pair of tickets to go see the show next week. Congrats, Ernie. He was listening on the edge of the endowment lands. Nice to see. We're keeping it local in terms of our winners. And congrats, Ernie. I'm sure you're going to enjoy that show next week. And that, once again, Bjork, the Icelandic, always eccentric, kind of probably the most famous export out of Iceland.
She's up there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't think of any other Icelandic bands other than like Moom, maybe.
Well, there's also Sigur Rós.
Right, yes.
And of Monsters and Men.
Yeah, it's all like down-tempo, post-rocky kind of stuff.
But there you go. But Bjork, I think, is kind of... Maybe our mutual friend Gudrun Jonsdottir, went to the journalism program with us at UBC, would argue differently. But Bjork is maybe the most recognizable Icelandic individual out there. Yeah. Anyways, and you can go check out her film next week at Cinematheque. By the way, Cinematheque also a venue that if you look in your Friends of CITR card, it's a venue you can get free popcorn at. So if you want one of these Friends of CITR cards, only $10. It gives you great discounts all over Vancouver, and one of the discounts is free popcorn at Cinematheque, corner of Helmkin and Howe. Okay, we got lots to cover. Lots of great live music is happening. Yeah, this is interesting. Royal Canoe, who was number one at the Breakout West Awards. They won the number one independent album of the year. The Breakout West, of course, is the annual Western Canadian Junos, if you will. They do a cover of Beck's Song Reader. This is really interesting. They actually also played this past Friday night at the Imperial. So all things coming up Royal Canoe. This is a bit of a Royal Canoe Beck mashup here. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Check it out. Oh, yeah, there you go. That was beautiful. Royal Canoe, who won for Best Independent Album of the Year, last week's Breakout West Awards in Winnipeg. That was them covering Beck's Song Reader. What's this we have? Is this some more Royal Canoe in the background?
I was just fooling around.
Oh, it was good, though. It was soothing. Very soothing. I think they soothed the audience's ears this past Friday night at Imperial as well. Yeah. This is one of the few shows that we couldn't. We were spread too thin Friday. I was doing off covering the drums at Fortune. CJ was off covering Class Act down at Backstage Lounge. And Matt probably would have been covering this, but he was in Calgary.
I was out covering my plate with food
nice.
For Thanksgiving.
Well, nice, good cover on that one. So this weekend, more great live music. The Commodore, iconic Vancouver venue. Many great shows have gone through there. This weekend is no exception. Another great show is happening this weekend at the Commodore with a legendary Canadian indie band. These guys almost really, when all the alternative music sort of became the mainstream in the early 90s, these guys were at the forefront of that movement. And we're gonna just play this track right now, a real positive vibe. I'm sure you're gonna hear a lot of positive music from these guys this weekend, all the way from Halifax, Nova Scotia, playing this Saturday at the Commodore. It's Sloan, and they'll be looking for the good in everyone. Sloan on Discord Radio on CITR.
Judging by the way that
Yeah, Johnny DeCourcy, Vancouver's own Johnny DeCourcy. Maybe the next big thing, Johnny DeCourcy. He is featured in this month's issue of Discorder magazine. He's also on the cover, looking a lot like a she, of Beatroot this month. I've had the pleasure of seeing him play many times in Vancouver, mostly small venues like Sunfest last summer, as well as Record Store Day. But he puts on an incredible live show, and a really engaging performer. And we're really stoked, not only that he is in Discorder magazine this month, but also really stoked that he's got some new music finally up on his Bandcamp. Yeah, there you go. That was that track was Alien Lake off of Johnny DeCourcy's, I guess, his upcoming EP, which will be released on November 18th. He's also going to be playing in Vancouver at the Electric Owl in about 10 days' time, October 24th at the Owl. Johnny DeCourcy. We're going to hear more about him next week. When Elizabeth will be back and do a little feature on Johnny.
He also has a show October 18th at the 333 Columbia.
Wow.
Yeah.
He just jumped the queue on that one.
Just jumped the queue.
Electric Owl, that's a great venue. I'd never been there until that K-Flay show a couple weeks ago. And it's, yeah, Electric Owl is a great place to see a show.
Yeah. Well, and actually, and so is 303 Columbia, as we're just finding out. Earlier in the show when I tickled your fancy saying there's all these other great venues coming up, one of them I was thinking of was 303 Columbia. Dirty Spells had their
333.
Oh, no. Well, the venue is called 303 Columbia. So either there's another venue called 333 Columbia that I don't know about, or that's a typo on the page.
No, I'm pretty sure it's 303.
It's 303.
Well, which, apologies to everybody.
Which source are you looking at?
I'm looking at his Bandcamp page.
Really? Well, you know what? It's funny. All due respect, Johnny didn't even have a Twitter account up until about a month ago, so... When it comes to promoting himself, not his top priority, and you can see why. I mean, this man puts sort of all his heart and soul into his music. So there you go. For Johnny DeCourcy fans, it's 303 Columbia, October 18th, which is this Saturday night, apparently. And then you can see him again next Friday at the Electric Owl. It is October, not only the month of giving thanks, it's also the month of giving costume suggestions to your friends and family, because it is Halloween month. People are already, in the last 48 hours, already had multiple Halloween party invites and messages on Facebook saying, what are you doing for Halloween? So suddenly now it's like this week, it's mid-October, it's like, okay, we got to get our shit together because Halloween's coming up.
What do you think the big overdone, because every year there's always the overdone pop culture costume. Like, you know, when The Dark Knight came out, everyone was the Heath Ledger Joker and stuff. What do you think it's going to be this year?
That's a very good question. I've seen some funny ones. I've got one friend who likes to kind of tap into that pop culture, you know, what's hot right now. He was the BP oil spill one year.
Okay.
He was also Facebook one year, back in the early days of Facebook. So I'm curious what his costume will be. But, you know, that's something I'll let that thought simmer. Maybe we can talk about that a little bit next week. And just so you know, we've got about 3 weeks. We have three more Discorder radio shows to Halloween. And over the next 3 weeks, we're going to be doing this kind of evolving segment where we're going to be promoting an amazing party that CJ and I had the pleasure of going to last year as Wayne and Garth, by the way, you know, going in theme. It's the Cobalt Come Friday third annual Halloween party. Last year, it was a great event where we had Phoenix Thunderbird dressed up as the band Metallica. Did a killer show. Sunshine was dressed up as the Smashing Pumpkins. There was a few others that were there as well. I'm drawing a blank right now. CJ?
Smashing Pumpkins, Metallica, The Police.
Well, The Police. I think that was Boyfriends and Girlfriends.
Yes.
It was as The Police. It was an amazing night out. It's happening again this year. It's on Halloween night. So to quote their Facebook page, it's going to be eight times as silly. And the bands involved, here we go. This is the big Discorder radio announcement here of the bands to check out. Oh, and by the way, in the background.
Well, here, to announce the. Yeah.
Well, in the background, this is going to set it up. This is going to tickle the fancy of one of the bands that's being covered. But we have on the lineup for Friday the 31st, on Friday the 31st at the Cobalt for their Come Friday Halloween special, we have The Spots, which is actually members of the New Values and Juvenile Hall, playing the Sex Pistols. We've got Jody Glenham and the Dreamers playing Aerosmith. We've got Sunshine playing Blondie. Sunshine making their back to back appearances at Come Friday Halloween.
And featuring Pat Locke on keyboard.
Yes, Pat Locke of who's also known of White Noise fame, the Electro Owl Monthly, especially have on the 1st of 5 every month, and also the band that's going to be covering this song is Actors. We're going to be covering The Clash. Yes. This, by the way, is Nouvelle Vague doing their Nouvelle Vague thing from France. Matt, tell us a bit about this band.
It's a band called Nouvelle Vague. They're from France, as you mentioned, and they do bossa nova covers of new wave and punk tunes from the 80s. You know, like The Clash or like Dead Kennedys, but also like who do they all do? They do like Joy Division and that kind of thing. But it sounds like the lineup for the Halloween party this year has got its own helping of like new wave punk kind of stuff. Like back from the era when punk and new wave meant like the same thing.
Yeah. Well, I guess Halloween.
Like Blondie will be a great set.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially covered by Sunshine. They did an awesome set last year at the Smashing Pumpkins. I mean, it really taps into the nostalgia. I mean, I suppose it'd be fun to cover a modern day act, but there's so much more.
Well, like with the Sex Pistols, you could just really get into it with the costumes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a great night. October 31st, Friday. Come Friday, October 31st at the Cobalt. But right now, let's play one of the bands that's going to be covering another one of the bands. This is Actors. If I could just quickly, as we'll start to play this track here, Actors, I want to just, this is a great little, this is just a little excerpt from their Bandcamp page. Actors are a smooth night drive on a downtown viaduct. There you go. That's how they're referring to Actors. You be the judge of that. This is the track Jackknife from Vancouver's Actors, who are playing Come Friday Halloween at the Cobalt. And stay tuned for the band they're covering right after we play them. This is Jackknife from Actors on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
I'm never gonna dance again.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Jackknife from Actors. They are going to be playing as part of Come Friday with a special Halloween extravaganza, along with many other bands. Stay tuned every week for the next 3 weeks, where we're going to be promoting and covering another band that covers a band for this awesome cover night. Be sure to check it out at the Cobalt. Three Fridays from this week, Halloween nights. Before we play the band that they're going to be covering, I just wanted to again say thank you everybody who helped put the show on this week, including DJ CJ, Matt Muse. Great job, guys. We will see you next week for a jam-packed shindig promotional show, as that's what all kicks off with our annual Battle of the Bands.
Absolutely. And once again, congratulations to the dude who called in.
The dude, yes. That the was dude. Ernie Stelzer, who's going to see Bjork Biophilia.
Absolutely.
Next week at the Cinematheque as part of its inaugural Vancouver run.
True. And even if you haven't won tickets, definitely go check it out. It's a great movie.
Yeah. David Attenborough and Bjork, how can you lose?
Exactly. Okay. How can you lose? How can you fail? That's a good little segue into this next track. We're going to end the show off right now with these guys. The Clash. Rudy Can't Fail, a classic from that London Calling album from 1979. It's Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. Oh, yeah.
Job in a paper and need someone for us.